Hey, I'm Raul Campos from KCRW, and I'm here with entrepreneur Elon Musk, best known for co-founding PayPal, as well as CEO of both SpaceX and Tesla Motors. Today, we're here to talk about songs that have inspired him over the years as part of KCRW's guest DJ project. Elon, thank you for inviting us here to SpaceX. This is really, really cool.
Absolutely. Well, thanks for having me on the show.
Fly me to the moon.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play among the stars.
That's an obvious one.
The obvious one, but, you know, explain a little bit why Frank Sinatra.
I like the sense of possibility and just really inspiring. I mean, I would like to fly to the moon.
Well, I'm sure that's going to happen pretty soon. So
yeah, absolutely. I also have a space company, so I'm going to tend to like something that involves flying to the moon. You hear that song and it sounds like it's going to happen.
Fly Me to the Moon, Frank Sinatra, selected by our guest DJ Elon Musk right here on KCRW.com.
Fill my heart with song and let me sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words, please be true.
Now, you're known as the entrepreneur, but what was the first thing you ever sold or said, wow, you know what, I have this knack for designing stuff and things that people like?
I kind of think of myself more as an engineer and designer, maybe inventor, rather than entrepreneur, in that the things that I'm interested in are like advanced technology, the things that are pushing the forefront, and I think, you know, perhaps likely to change or have a chance of changing the future of humanity in a positive way. And I found that I need to run the company in order to design and engineer the things that are important, or that I think they're important. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, somebody else makes me do a different thing. I guess the first thing that I saw when I was a kid was I wrote this computer game called Blastar. It was sort of a space war game. That was cool because I thought, oh wow, I got paid money to make a game. That's great.
And how old were you, if you don't mind me asking?
I was like about 12 or so.
Oh wow. Wow, that's crazy.
In other words, please be true.
What's this tune that we're going to check out?
Well, it's Always Look on the Bright Side of Life. It's played in The Life of Ryan. Obviously, it's a pretty funny song because they're being crucified at the time. I think it is a good reminder to not get focused on the negative things in life. You know, my personal philosophy is I'd rather be optimistic and wrong than pessimistic and right.
Always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the light side of life.
Now, you're originally from South Africa. What was your first introduction to Monty Python?
I saw Quest of the Holy Grail first when I was pretty young, like 8 or 9 or something. I didn't quite get it.
So, Elon, talk about this wheel of cheese that went up into space.
You know, I'm a big believer in not getting sort of too corporate and sort of losing any sense of humor. And when we did the first test flight of our Dragon spacecraft, we were trying to think, well, what are sort of interesting, wacky things we can put on there. And, you know, I really like the cheese shop sketch from Monty Python. So it's like, well, let's put a big wheel of cheese in our spacecraft. So we got the biggest wheel of cheese that the Beverly Hills cheese shop had, and this giant wheel of stinky Gruyere. We kept it secret because, you know, if something had gone wrong with the flight, then people would have thought that perhaps we were distracted by the cheese or something. We don't ever want to be like a really boring corporate situation. It's better to have a sense of humor and don't get too wrapped up in yourself.
So let's get into the tune from Monty Python's Life of Brian, Always Look on the Bright Side of Life. Our guest DJ is Elon Musk, and we're hanging out here at SpaceX.
And always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the right side of life.
So Well, that was Always Look on the Bright Side of Life from Monty Python's Life of Brian. Our guest DJ is Mr. Elon Musk of SpaceX and Tesla. What's this next tune that you have for us here?
This is America Blank Yeah.
And we should say the blank starts with an F.
Right. That's from the movie Team America. The shows that I watch, you know, just capture a little bit of essence of America in both a good and a bad way.
You can say that a little bit.
Yeah. I just think it's a funny, kind of inspiring in a weird way song that kind of gets you fired up. Yeah, I mean, it's cool. I like it.
So let's get into it. Team America, America F. Yeah, our guest DJ is Elon Musk, known for PayPal, SpaceX, and the infamous arcade game Blastar, right here at KCRW.com.
Starbucks, yeah. Disney World, yeah. Porno, yeah. Valium, yeah. Reebok, yeah. Sushi, yeah. Taco Bell, yeah. Rodeo, yeah. Bed Bath & Beyond, yeah. Liberty, yeah.
It's KCRW.com. Raul Campos here with Elon Musk. We're just picking tunes, and we just heard America F Yeah, and now we're gonna kind of flip the script and go to something quite on the opposite end of the spectrum, and it's Andrea Bocelli.
Right. I think Con Te Partirò is an incredibly beautiful song.
Quando sono solo e sogno all'orizzonte mancan le parole.
It's really calming Yeah, just a really beautiful song, and obviously Andrea Bocelli is an incredible singer.
When you need to be in that kind of relaxed mode or to put you in a mellow environment, is this something that you go to?
Yeah, it is actually. I think that song is kind of a reminder that the world is a beautiful place. It's an incredibly beautiful song, sung really beautifully, and so I think that sort of makes me feel that way about the world.
All right, so let's get into this Italian superstar, Andrea Bocelli, Con Te Partirò, right here at SpaceX and KCRW.com.
Paesi che non ho mai veduto e vissuto con te, adesso sì li vivrò con te.
Our guest DJ is Elon Musk, picking tunes that have inspired him over the years. Well, I'll let you explain. What's this next thing that we're going to get into?
Santa Claus is coming to town.
Behave yourselves, because Santa can still look into his magic snowball and see just what you're up to. And now that you know all about him, you can be darn sure that come snow or high water,
Santa Claus is coming to town.
I personally don't understand it, but it's the song that I whistle the most. I don't even realize I'm whistling it. I just go and kind of auto whistle, and this one comes up more than any other. So I must like it at a subconscious level, but I'm not entirely sure why. I can guess. I mean, it's sort of a positive song. I mean, who doesn't like Santa Claus? You know, I guess it's good to have him come to town.
He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good, so be good for goodness sake. Oh, you better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
You came in, then that would be like the late 80s. Did you come with a vision, or what was your hope of finding in the States or in Canada?
Well, when I was growing up, I read a lot of books and a lot of comics and things, and it just seems like interesting things happened in America. And then particularly with respect to technology, the cutting-edge technology, it seemed to happen in America almost all the time. And I was really interested in being involved in the cutting edge of technology. That's what got me excited. So I knew I wanted to come to America, and in college I was able to transfer to UPenn. And I do think America is the greatest country in the world. I don't think that it's flawless, obviously. It's not perfect, but it's the least imperfect country in the world.
Santa Claus is coming.
So that was Santa Claus is Coming to Town, of course. So, Elon, I can't let you go without hearing a little bit of the whistling. How about some Fly Me to the Moon?
Fly me to the moon, let me play among the stars, and let me see what's
That is awesome. Thank you so much for taking a little time out. I know you're a super busy guy and a lot going on, but really appreciate taking a little time out to chit-chat with us and play some tunes, so thank you.
You're welcome.
So for a complete track listing and to find these songs online, go to kcrw.com/guestdjproject.